You're listening to EPN.
My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of.
I think there's one key, and that key is do something every single day that furthers your brand, that furthers your business development process.
Know why you're doing what you're doing, and if you aren't getting the results that you want, stop doing it.
Never take no for an answer. You're going to get told no a lot. I've been told no too many times that I can't count. And you just have to do it anyway. And number two is it's definitely going to be a roller coaster, so you just need to hang on. There's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, but just power through and you will get to the end.
The ePodcast Network. Supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Michelle Salater with Sumer. Join me for Business Confessional Talk Radio, where entrepreneurs gather and experts tell all right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Terry Daniel of VoiceOver Cafe, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio, and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Vic Vaishnavi, the president and CEO of Avexa, an IT security software company. Mr. Vaishnavi is an accomplished software executive with over 20 years of experience in global sales operations, marketing, business development, consulting, product management, and engineering. Mr. Vaishnavi, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
We are honored as well. Now, for our listeners not familiar with Avexa, tell us about your company.
We are a rapidly growing IT security software company that helps large global enterprises in managing access to their critical business applications and data.
And why is identity and access management one of the top IT security priorities for large companies?
Great question. So there's realistically three reasons if we had to pick why identity and access management is a top priority. The first one, Eric, is quite frankly, if you look at some of the big headlines that have made it to the Wall Street Journal and some of the leading financial newspapers, you know, breaches a rogue trader bringing down an entire company, or whether it's Floor, whether it's UBS or Societe Generale or things of that nature, or customer data being breached and taken away by folks who used an employee's ID, what you really look at as a first reason is the whole notion of unauthorized access that's been found to be and traced to be a key cause of breaches. So one of the first reasons why identity and access management is a key priority is the whole notion of wrapping your arms around the problems caused by unauthorized access. The second one is essentially an increasing pressure on large enterprises, companies to achieve a state of continuous compliance. If you think about annual reports of large companies, there's a whole section devoted to material deficiencies and risks that different types of auditors essentially audit the company's operations and cite as risks in either doing business with the company or risks to the business of the company. And compliance, essentially one of the areas around compliance is access of employees or contractors or temporary employees or consultants to critical business applications and data and what they can do with it. So there's certainly an increasing pressure to achieve a state of compliance and reduce these material deficiencies and audit findings. The number three reason is very simply just, you know, we all live in tough times now, is the increasing cost of managing access to on-premise applications or data, or those applications and data that's in the cloud, or even mobile applications. You know, various companies now have a BYOD policy, a bring your own device policy, and that applies to employees, contractors, temporary workers, consultants, suppliers, anybody who does business with the company. And so therefore, you know, a lot of IT organizations are looking at and saying it's costing them a huge amount of manpower and time and effort and certainly operating costs to manage and control and enforce the access to those applications and data by virtue of giving that access or taking that access away or changing that access for their employees and contractors and consultants and stuff. So those are the three major reasons why identity and access management is one of the top priorities for IT security.
What are the consequences of companies not having efficient identity and access management processes?
Well, I mean, in a very simplistic sense, Eric, if you reverse the top three reasons why they are a high priority, if you have unauthorized access, you know, the consequences are you end up having a lot of breaches. And breaches could be, you know, you losing critical, sensitive, confidential business data, or potentially an outsider or a disgruntled insider essentially doing things such as what we have seen on headlines where, you know, somebody does a bad trade, somebody does siphoning of money from one end and pays to himself on the other because no one had the appropriate controls in place. You end up having to deal with breaches. You're having to deal with negative PR that comes with it. And in many cases, your market cap takes a hit because the stock price of the company takes a nosedive. And then certainly not to mention the least, but not the least, is the recovery costs associated with recovering from such breaches. You kind of lose confidence from your customers. You also end up having audit findings that makes customers and business partners nervous about doing business with you. You certainly have fines that regulators can levy on you. It could be the government, it could be governing bodies. And then the other part of it also is just, you know, your costs could spiral out of control. You know, we are in tough economic times, and so if you're a large company, you have a large number of employees, contractors, consultants, and you're not paying attention to who has access to what, at some point your costs might just go skyrocket, and that certainly has an impact on your business.
Today we're joined by Mr. Vic Vaishnavi, the president and CEO of Avexa, an IT security software company, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Vaishnavi, I saw in your bio that you helped lead another startup, Blade Logic, to a very successful IPO and eventual acquisition for almost $1 billion. How has that experience helped you lead Avexa?
I think, Eric, the whole experience of going through Blade Logic and its public offering and being part of a fantastic team, to me, one of the first things was Avexa looked a lot like Blade Logic to me, and there were fundamentally three characteristics that I found to be eerily similar to Blade Logic. One was the fact that Avexa was solving a very critical problem in a growing huge market. So obviously there was a huge pent-up demand for what Avexa does, and that represents a big opportunity for the company. The second was essentially Avexa offered a very, very differentiated technology solution. And the third essentially was there was no clear leader established in the market. You know, none of the large players who were in the market had really made a mark in establishing leadership spot. So to me, those three things were very similar to Blade Logic and an opportunity to make Avexa a market leader. And in terms of, you know, going through that experience and transforming myself to be at Avexa and lead the team here, fundamentally the mantras are really three things. first and foremost, you need to build an A-plus team. If you don't have an A-plus team, you're probably, as a small company, as a growing company, not going to be able to compete in a rapidly changing market, and certainly go up against larger players who are more, who have more resources, certainly, but certainly have a lot more leverage in the market. The second piece I would say is just the notion of remaining focused, consistent, and disciplined about your execution, about your operating execution. So I always call it, you know, having focus, consistency, and discipline in execution is really key. And the third one essentially is, I call it staying focused on solving customers' problems. You don't want to be, you know, swayed away here and there in either solving a different problem that the customer thinks you should be solving, or worst, not focusing on the customer and just take your eye off the ball in terms of being the strategic advisor, the key problem solver for the customer. So I think those are the three things that, you know, my experience of having been through Blade Logic really are things that I took with me to Avexa.
And as the CEO of Avexa, what do you see as your biggest challenge in the next 12 months?
Boy, I wish there was only one. I think, you know, there's really three, Eric. I think the first one, and not necessarily in order of their tenacity, but I think first and foremost is just scaling the company in terms of the resources, et cetera, that we have to meet the customer and the market demand. Just as an example, we just recently relocated to a much larger facility from our previous headquarters, almost twice, 2.5 times. You know, that was a great move, but again, it's a challenge. You have to kind of make sure that you continuously are providing the resources and the fuel into the company's operating machinery so that it continues to scale. The second piece is, you know, kind of going back to the mantra of what makes a small company tick and really do well, is you continue to recruit A-plus players globally. It is very, very important not to compromise on the quality of folks that you bring in to join the team. And therefore, you know, to sustain at a very large scale and at a rapid pace to continue to recruit A-plus players globally, you know, is certainly a challenge. And the third one, you know, again, going back to staying focused on customers and their problems, you know, for us, the challenge would be, you know, hey, stay focused on as a team to achieve our goals, which means there might be distractions or temptations to get into other areas of the market that may not play to our core competency, and learning how to say no to those things. You know, it's not as much about learning to say yes to everything the customer is asking, but also sometimes learning how to say no. That's a big challenge.
I can imagine it is. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Avexa online?
Great. It's pretty forward. It's our website, www.avexa.com, A-V-E-K-S-A.com. You can certainly reach us online. You can certainly find us on the popular social media networks, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and then certainly the blogs as well. But I think the website is a great place to start.
Couldn't have said it any better. He is Vic Vaishnavi, the president and CEO of Avexa, an IT security software company. Mr. Vaishnavi is an accomplished software executive with over 20 years of experience in global sales operations, marketing, business development, consulting, product management, and engineering. And the website of reference, once again, is Avexa.com. Mr. Vaishnavi, thanks so much for joining us today here on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you, Eric. Pleasure to be here, and thanks for all your good wishes.
Thank you so much. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.